Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the April Energy Update for 2025. So guys, I've been doing these a while, and April is typically a very pivotal month in terms of energy shifts for me personally, and I am definitely feeling it for the collective this April. So I sat with this, guys, because I'm feeling a couple different things, but I'm definitely feeling this. We are at a choice point for sovereignty and alignment. This is the time, guys, okay? So the awakening process of people that are sort of awakening to the truths or awakening to their own wounding, or awakening means a lot of things to different people. But what it really is releasing resistance, okay? And coming into our true selves. And that's a different process for everybody. And it's happening in waves over the coming months. So some people are going to really struggle, guys, and some people are going to soar. The more work you've done, the easier it's going to be for you. The more sovereign you are, the less conditional you are, the better it's going to be for you. So everyone has their own path, guys. This is not about judgment. Everyone's going to go through exactly what they choose, exactly what they're supposed to for their growth. But I'm just letting you know that a lot of us that are in this community are going to be called to be the lighthouse, to be the grounding for people that are struggling with things that maybe we don't need to struggle with, okay? So it is my intention to help you guys align with the truest, most powerful version of you during this time, because that is what is required. So March was about a little bit of pressure, a little bit of testing, a lot of deep transformational work. I felt like there were waves of intensity and like some energetic challenges for people. And these are not obstacles. They were sort of opportunities for like deeper release and understanding, which I loved. I had even a deeper release around grief this month that I was not expecting, to be honest with you guys. So now in April, we're being invited to integrate these lessons fully. And this is who I am now. I create my reality. This is who I am moving forward. I'm not taking this stuff with me any longer. Okay. So this is a pivotal choice point, a moment of sort of locking in our timeline of ascension, okay, of the new earth. Guys, the external world is going to continue to sort of amplify the chaos with distractions, with division, with fear. You know, all of this that are truly awakened, it's here to sort of go, you know what? I choose not to plug into that anymore. So it's going to be clearer than ever if you're really aligned that this, none of this has to affect you, that it's all temporary, that it's all a big show, okay? And we're already seeing this, guys. There's been a lot of stuff. I'm not even going to give it energy in this update because it's not worth it. Because we want to stay focused on where we're going, not what is in the past. So key themes for April: breaking free from mental stress, fear loops, and that knowing that fear is an illusion. Guys, my channel came in so hard in my automatic writing, and it was like, fear is the human lie and it's time to break free. And I got goosebumps and it was so powerful. This is the energy we have to have right now, guys, because like I said, it's going to be amplifying over the next 6 months. So moving from frustration to renewal, April can bring new clarity when you seek self-connection. Pauses and recalibration points are not setbacks. Trust the timing. So as they're showing me like moving forward, coming back, moving forward, coming back. So don't worry about that. That's sort of the normal pace right now. No more pushing against, releasing what you can't control, and learning that sovereignty is your real power. So those are the themes for April. So we're moving from mental stress to soul connection and renewal. So this is a month where sovereignty becomes a lived experience, not just an idea. So the more we trust this shift, the easier it becomes to navigate. So I want you guys to listen to yourselves. If something feels off or fear-based or has any underlying tone of disempowerment, it may not be the highest truth, okay? I am seeing this and it's becoming really clear to me during this awakening process that a lot of people, even in the spiritual community, they mean well, they're trying to bring good things, but they're spreading some misinformation and some things that are not empowering people, guys. And so watch for that a little bit. Yes, there's going to be changes. Yes, there's going to be a lot of chaos. But again, it need not affect you. You can be in the eye of the storm. You can be the calm in the storm. But yes, there are going to be storms. Well, when people focus on, oh, there's going to be food shortages, or oh, there's going to be blackouts, or there's just all this information flying around. You know, it's a big world, guys. This is a world thing. This is not a US thing. So just choose what you want to create in your life. You are the power. You get to choose your experience. Nobody else, okay? Nobody. So the next few months, like I said, are going to follow this pattern of like forward movement, pause, recalibrate, and then breakthrough. And then, oh, I'm going to feel stuck at it again, but it's okay. Cause that's a pause moment. That's a recalibration moment. So, you know, normally we have a sort of like, oh, this is a breakthrough month. This is more of like, go, stop, pause, go, stop, pause. It's very interesting energy that I felt in April. But it's like, it's an integration period. We're integrating new energies coming from, you know, we're getting absolute major light code downloads, guys. And the fastest way forward right now is not forced action. And we've heard this from Abraham. It's about alignment. Sometimes we need to go slow to go fast. And I literally heard it in the last Abraham broadcast and it was so good. I was like, oh my gosh, what a great confirmation. So that's what this time period feels like. Go slow to go fast. So deliberately work on, and we've talked about this, anchoring peace, because guys, then the chaos has no power over you. The goal is not to fight the illusion, but to see it for what it is. It is just a desperate attempt to keep people plugged into fear and giving their power away. And we got to keep reminding other people of this, guys. This is more because more of us that know this is true, we are influencing and helping others get more sovereign, okay? And the smoother and faster this awakening and transition will go. So, you know, for those that are still seeking sort of external validation, you know, this month is going to feel chaotic, guys. It's going to feel chaotic. For those of us that are stepping into sovereignty, it's going to feel like new clarity. It's going to feel like new peace. So that's what I want for you guys, all right? So what this means is, and I just want to explain this, true sovereignty means reaching a level where nothing external dictates your internal state. So as Abraham would say, being unconditional. So when you anchor in peace, you no longer are reactive. And this is like what allows you to navigate these shifts coming that like with ease, like, oh, this is happening for us. Oh, this system is, you know, rocky and that's okay because it's going to open to something better. It's like you're feeling where it's what's coming, not what is. And I want you guys all to really tune to that because I do feel that change is coming and change, like anything, can be uncomfortable or empowering. So think of this month as an invitation to rewrite your old outdated powers and step into like a new paradigm. Guys, I'm telling you, this new paradigm, it's here, it's present, and it's super exciting. So don't fight the fear. Just continue to go, oh, it's an illusion and I'm dissolving it with like conscious awareness. You know, the collective is going to be waking up to the fact that we don't have to play by the old rules. And believe it or not, guys, and I've said this before, the current chaos of Trump is what is speeding up this process. I'm going to keep reminding everyone because it's all an illusion. New pathways are emerging, but only for those that are willing to see them right now. So try to stop focusing on what's wrong and turn into what are we opening to, okay? The time for struggle is over, guys. Because with resistance comes more resistance. There's no need to win against an old world. The key is to exit it energetically. Let the chaos fade into the background. It no longer has any power over you. So remember that everything occurring is happening for the awakening, for the change we want to see. The energy to embody now, calm and steady, unshakable presence. You are not here to chase or to force. You're here to move and flow. The key to soaring through this shift with ease is knowing where your power is, and that is in within you. Guys, this is our time. Stand in your power and watch how the world shifts around you. We got this. Extremely exciting times ahead.